WhatsApp. Yes, I'm talking about the Facebook-owned mobile app that's used by over 1 billion people across the world to communicate with each other. But while we can't seem to do without it, it's also the source of those innumerable memes, those pesky forwards, and yes, even bogus signs. What if, however, you could use it more positively as a tool for science communication amongst the public while encouraging them to adopt a more rational approach towards life? All this while speaking in their own mother tongues.
We are a country of several languages.
That's right. The Constitution of India lists 22 languages in its 8th schedule, while the census of 2001 notes 30 languages with at least 1 million native speakers each. So obviously there are challenges in disseminating science and scientific information. But we would like to highlight the efforts of Dr. Kolegal Sharma, who's using WhatsApp to distribute his science digests that he calls Jana Suddhi.
In Karnataka, let me just give one example of Karnataka. This month, about 8 lakh students, that is 800,000 students, are taking their 10th standard exams, that is secondary exam.
Yeah.
And most of them, about 80% of them, study in Kannada medium. Means every year, we have about 60% of the students who, continue to study something other than science.
Yeah, they're choosing to leave scientific subjects behind.
Yeah, they leave behind scientific subject, number one.
Yeah.
But that's not the issue. But in future, if they have to actually, seek a source or resource, they have to seek something in their own language.
Exactly.
And the only media that will be available for them is the television. Or something else. Even internet doesn't provide them that much in Kannada.
Yeah. So how did you come up with this idea of a Kannada science podcast? And more importantly, why did you choose to distribute it via WhatsApp?
Okay. We started a group of teachers here, a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
Where we had a regular discussion on the different subjects. Because the teachers also need, access to resources, which is not easily forthcoming in India.
Yeah.
So some of us, myself and one IITian, a younger fellow, Praveen Kumar Sayaparaju, we started it. And we started discussions during weekends.
Okay.
And someone will be moderating. And all those doubts or queries or questions or curious, facts would be presented to the teachers.
Okay.
So this became a habit over the time. And we started sharing many other things through WhatsApp.
Okay.
Meanwhile, what happened was I was writing in for the print media and I had to stop that because of the media's stance, the changing stance and the difficulties that I had with the media and all. Okay. The media wanted a specific, what do we say, policy or a specific slant given to your science, which I didn't want to do.
Right.
And for the teachers, when I went to the school, I found that there was another problem. The problem was reading and writing among the students.
Right.
So we thought of having an audio sort of things for the students so that they can learn or listen to the lessons and keep learning. When I suggested to teachers to produce these audiobooks, they said it is resource heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That means they were not able to gather the resources and the production cost was very high.
Yeah.
I wanted to prove a point. So that is how, when during a weekend, when I was not well, so I thought of this, just recorded one Janasuddhi and WhatsApp.
Okay.
I am stuck.
So this was almost...
it's about 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
So, okay.
You started off with how many people in your WhatsApp group?
Okay, WhatsApp group, 23 people. They have 140
people, okay.
Yeah.
And you also put these up on SoundCloud or some other podcast sharing platform, right?
Yes. Now, I'm also hosting it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
The interesting thing is, these WhatsApp, the group members in the WhatsApp group, they recirculate it across.
So they send it to their friends and families and so on. Yeah.
Yes. I did an auditing recently, asking them about to improve their sending it off. So I found that roughly around 4,000 members are getting it regularly.
Wow, that's a staggering number, 4,000 people.
Yeah, 4,000 people. And some schools are playing it regularly.
Okay, so there is a different... So the teachers are playing in the class, playing it for the students in the classroom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This beauty of this particular WhatsApp effort is that I get a response immediately.
Right.
Okay. It's very inclusive.
Yes.
Not exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The moment there is a news, I get a feedback saying that this was fantastic. Okay. And I can see the readers response also. Everybody doesn't like the same thing.
Right.
I have, because within the limited time that I have, I don't want to go beyond 20 minutes, and that is what I keep, because 20 minutes is the maximum attention time that we can have. Beyond that,
yeah,
there will be distractions.
Okay.
So within the 20 minutes, I give 4 stories.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, the time part you talk about, it's really, it's very important, because people tend to not assimilate anymore. They might continue to listen, it might be playing in their ears, but they stop thinking about it anymore.
So this is a basic problem with the audio.
Yeah.
The attention span is maximum 10 minutes, and you have to give a break, then you restart, and then again give a break and restart, but it cannot be too long.
Yeah.
But still I find it's quite interesting that people, when stuck in the traffic, they remember me.
Okay, so they listen to your podcast.
Yeah. And second thing is, these are being played to prospective teachers as well as the students in classrooms.
Yeah.
Probably the reason is that I select things which are interesting, not the routine kind of news items.
Mm-hmm.
And I give it a little bit of a localization, local flavor.
Yes, I noticed that, and that was very interesting for me, because I think the relativity of the news article or of the science article becomes, you know, increases when somebody is able to relate it with their everyday life. So, for instance, you did this piece about the nugge soppu, and how the extract or the powder from it can be used to purify water and so on.
Sure.
And I think that was really interesting, because you find these leaves everywhere in, you know, around our houses, and people eat them, they cook them, and they make it into you know, vegetables and stuff like this. And so the thought that they can relate these leaves and the extract from these leaves, and to be able to purify that into you know, purify water, that's really, really interesting.
So this is how I relate things, so that from there, the known things, I take them to the unknown.
The basic principle is basically trying to remove any impurity in water or any other substance. And then you do it at a more technological scale, looking at very very small impurities, or trying to filter out very small substances in tiny amounts, and then it becomes an HPLC. So basically the principle remains more or less the same.
So I would like to really commend you for this, because WhatsApp has become sort of synonymous with spreading memes and a lot of fake news, and especially pseudoscientific news items of late. And yours is a case where, you know, people can actually learn about something, and it's well resourced, well researched, and then they can also ask you questions, or they can go and look it up if they are interested. And find more about it.
The WhatsApp may not be one of the best media still.
Sure. Okay.
Thing is, the audio media I started because I wanted to demonstrate that this is not beyond our reach. If a single fellow can do this, an organized team can do much better.
Absolutely.
All I use is a headset,
yeah,
a laptop, and open source software.
Yeah. So I also want to get a sense of, you know, all the science stories that you put in your podcast. Where do you, how do you source them? What do you have, like a, do you have a set of ideas or topics that you think people are interested in generally?
not exactly.
Okay.
What I do is, I'm in a library, and I have a good access to almost all the journals.
Yeah.
So I keep browsing.
Okay.
I keep browsing.
Yeah.
And you have some tippers like, for example, Eureka or Adopters who give some tips.
Sure.
So I look at the stories and see, and just think about them, whether they be attractive or interesting to my audience.
Okay.
If, for example, yesterday there was a story in PNAS on hygiene. So, you see, these are the kind of things. I started with a video which went viral last week. Okay, this was the video of a star, a new movie, and it went viral.
Yeah.
So, there I started.
Oh, you're talking about the Priya Warrior viral video. Okay, yeah.
Oh, you have seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
So from there I started and took them to the blinking.
So just in case, if you haven't seen this video, we've included a link in the description.
This media is interesting. WhatsApp media. Okay. Like I said, I get immediate response from my listeners.
Yeah.
And I also know who are the listeners most of the time.
Sure.
Because in the group I know.
Yeah.
And if they are distributing it to others, then I know that they are also interested. Like in my group, I have a collection of them. There are bankers.
Bankers.
And there are police officials.
Okay.
There are telecom executives.
Right.
And a high school student. And we have some people from US also.
Apart from this, I mean, what are the sort of challenges you face when you are doing a podcast specifically in Kannada? So are there, you know, apart from the, of course, the translation which you have to do, or you have to not just translation, but you have to re-communicate it in a completely different way. What are the other sorts of challenges that you might be facing?
Okay. As of now, the challenge is that I'm a single person. I wanted to do it. Okay. But this WhatsApp also gave me a hope that when I lost, 15 days ago, I was down with the flu. Okay. And I had a severe sore throat.
Okay.
And my voice was horrible.
Okay.
When my listeners heard that, you know, they offered to cue their voice.
Okay.
Well, this is a plus point, which I expect in any other media.
Yeah.
Not expect. Yeah. And one of the persons also, you know, took out the entire episode. Then he recorded it on his mobile and sent it to me.
Okay.
One more thing that has happened is this. One of the community radios, it uses the Janasuddhi as it is.
Right. Okay.
As a okay, yes. Community studios will not have, community radios will not have access to resources. Now do they have HR to do these kind of activities?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a point for them also to use this.
That's fantastic, actually, yeah.
So, this has also happened. So, every week, this Janasuddhi is broadcast on what is called as Janadhwani community radio.
Right.
There is an app, so on that. So that means the reach is much larger.
Right. So any Kannada listeners of this podcast who might want to subscribe to Janasuddhi can get in touch with Dr. Sharma directly.
My WhatsApp number is 9886640328. So whoever is interested can join this group and can listen to Kannada Janasuddhi.
And with that, we've come to an end to this podcast. Dr. Sharma, thank you so much for talking to us. You're doing a really fantastic job, and I hope more people get inspired to do this in their own languages. Thank you.